So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It's the easiest part of the
show. I know.
For you, not me.
71 degrees right now. Going to be diddling 90 today.
Ooh, that's a sticky diddling.
It looks like today will be the last day we hit 90 unless we get up to 90 on Saturday. Maybe for the rest of the summer, ideally.
All right.
Crossed, probably not, but let's hope we'll manifest it. Because I'll be frank, as I say every morning.
What's that?
I'm sick of this effing heat. Sick of all of it. And I am looking forward to a time where you can go spend outside time and not want to die.
All right.
And outside time is where we start this morning here on CMF.
What happened outside?
Well, there is a story that happened in, I believe it was Livingston County. I just had it up and I lost it.
Is there a problem with outside? Something going on?
So according to a story on 13 Wham, there was a group of people that were paddling, kayaking, down the Genesee River in Livingston County. And when as the group was kayaking, they noticed off to the side a young bald eagle struggling in the water.
Oh, damn.
Right.
Okay.
Sidebar. Can birds swim?
I guess not.
I don't think so. I mean, they dive down to get the fish and then they leave.
Yeah, but like if they were to like...
I didn't receive one like
I think
swimming unless you're a duck.
I think that's
a bird.
They spend a very...
Well, that's not the same...
I just said, can birds swim?
Oh, I thought you meant I was thinking
all
the
birds?
Eagle.
I mean, yeah, ducks can. That's a given.
I love how you forgot about...
Ducks, swans, and geese can, yeah.
I love how you forgot about ducks. And then like, because you forgot
about
ducks.
I don't really consider them birds. I think of more like chickens.
Ducks... Chickens are birds.
Yeah, but like stuff we eat.
You...
I don't eat a pigeon. I don't eat a crow.
People do.
Poor people in like really scary countries.
How do you say a chicken's not a bird? A duck is not a bird. It's got wings. It's got wings, don't it? It's got a beak, don't it?
All those birds with like the what do they call them?
Webbed.
The webbed feet. I guess they all swim. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
They got them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So the eagle, little young bald eagle, is struggling in the water.
All right. Poor thing.
All right. So one of the kayakers decided they were going to help.
And that's isn't that like federally protected?
Yeah.
But you can't mess with them.
Yeah. Them and the ducks.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they're trying to get them on the United States swim team because there's that new Supreme Court case. Whether or not they're a bird, they could be humans.
Bird versus I can eat it.
One of the people, Kimmy, in the kayaks,
grabbed it,
carried it to land.
Where set it on land, essentially.
You got it. It's 13 Wham says it regained its strength, called for its mam, who then called back and flew away.
Okay.
So the bird looks like it's safe, at least as far as we could see it, because it could have gone over the hill and just like collapsed and died, right? All right, so here's my question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Obviously a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
The people who were saving the bird took pictures, which are on 13.
So they all posed with the bird?
No, there's just action shots of them saving the bird.
Okay.
pretty brave. Like, I don't know if I'd, I mean, that's a kind of a scary bird to handle.
Yeah, you don't
know
what it's going
to
do.
And that's what I want to talk about. Am I supposed to save a struggling bald eagle?
They are endangered, right?
Yeah, but if it's drowning, it seems more endangered than if I touch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, ultimate endangerment.
Because I thought, like, if you handle, like, the babies, the mother doesn't want it anymore.
Common misconception. That is not true.
And this wasn't,
who?
Like, a baby
Science.
Baby.
Everything I heard, like, you don't mess with the babies.
Well,
you're not supposed to. If you don't have to, don't touch
right.
it.
Yeah, but no, the idea
No, because then the mother will eat the baby.
The idea that human scent causes the mother to hurt or abandon the baby is not true. And I love how you go, that's not what I heard. From where?
Like, people that are Sources. Outside all the time.
Yeah, like who?
People.
Give me we Google.
Bird
it was
people.
Probably, I bet you that was said to try to.
Oh, you mean ducks.
Yes. Like, you don't mess with their nests and stuff like that because.
Yeah, well, don't do that. Yeah. I think that they probably said that so people, to, you know, try to prevent people from messing with baby animals.
But yeah, the idea that if you pick up a bird and put it back in the nest.
The mother will eat it.
It will. That's
in
not,
front of you.
It's not a real thing. White. Wow, they got teeth too, huh?
Birds got teeth?
Got teeth, don't they? All right, so Kimmy, one, the fear that you're going to mess with the bird to the point you're going to hurt it. I understand that, but I guess you're like weighing back and forth the whole, it's going to die if I don't do something.
Yeah.
I would be more scared that this bird could hurt me.
Right, that's it's going to snap mean. At you because it's scared.
I wouldn't know like where to grab it, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know if it can like bend back and snap at me. I just wouldn't know how to go about this.
Because you got the beak and the claws to worry about with a bald eagle.
Yeah.
Those things are nasty.
You also have to be afraid, like, if the mother thinks you're messing with their baby, the mother comes after your ass, swoops down in,
yes!
and claws your eyes out.
But then again,
and
I'd be like.
It eats them right in front of you, but it doesn't matter because you can't see. It's kind of pointless.
Then you'd be like, bitch, where you been? Your bird's drowning here. Your baby bird. So, like, when we say it's a small bald eagle, I guess it's small as far as, like, bald eagles go.
Yeah.
There's a picture of this woman bringing it back on the land.
Right.
And she's got it by the back of the neck. And the eagle is like, it still looks like it has a wingspan of like 5 feet.
Holy Christ.
Four or 5 feet. This thing looks.
That sounds full grown.
No, it says it looks like a baby when you see the baby's face.
How big is an eagle get?
Kimmy, can we Google how
10
big?
10 foot?
Oh, well,
like
yeah, it's
grizzlies?
A big baby.
I don't know. I mean, okay, I would say 4 feet.
Are they
feet.
As big as me?
Well, yeah, everything's as big as you. And you might be a bird. The Supreme Court's looking into it right now.
Bald eagles typically reach a wingspan of 5.5 to 8 feet.
God damn.
Maybe this one's big for its age. But I'm saying, when you hear.
Because of the milk.
Do eagles drink milk?
Yeah.
How?
They suckle off their mothers.
No. How would you do that with a beak?
What are you talking about?
It hurts. It's not fun being a mom.
They're not mammals.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Gonna be another one of those days.
I have teeth. Ow!
This is the stupidest show. Mothers go. Mother birds find food and spit it into the baby bird's mouth. Stupid.
They do. That's
birds don't have nipples.
I don't know.
No, they don't. They're not mammals. Birds don't have nipples. You ever see an eagle with a rack? No, no, you don't. Maybe that's why she left her baby in the water. She had a shift to go work. That would. I mean, think how good an eagle would be at working the pole with those.
Oh, yeah.
Talons, you know what I mean? Just holding on upside down.
It'd be hard to give her the dollar, though.
Why does he just put it in her beak?
Oh.
Or put it on her bill.
No!
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a group of kayakers in Livingston County. They were doing their thing, kayaking along.
Yeah.
When, one of them noticed a young bald eagle that was in the water and struggling. One of the women in the group, looks like she managed to get a hold of the bird. They then got out of the water, placed the bird on dry land.
Yeah.
The bird took a second to regain its strength, called for its mama, who then showed up, and they took off.
Okay.
Together,
they split.
But again, like, we're trying to figure out, because, like, they're also out kayaking.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm looking at the guy who is working the kayak while the woman is putting the bird back. They have, like, a whole bunch of supplies.
Like, so these are like serious kayakers.
There's like a giant cooler. There's stuff under a tarp.
How many kayaks are there?
Well, at least two, because I see one, and then there's a woman who's not in the kayak, but there's no more room for her in the kayak unless she was going to ride on the cooler the whole time, which doesn't seem comfortable. My other fear would be like, you know, if I am on the Erie Canal in Shone Place and I grab this eagle by the neck to save it and it like cuts me.
Yeah.
I just call 911.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be there pretty soon.
You're right.
If I am in the middle of nowhere,
it'd
take help a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, or if help gets there at all.
Oh, right.
So, like, I'm not even sure where they are in Livingston County. The group said they were canoeing from Geneseo to Fowlerville.
I mean, I'm guessing if there was
I never heard of that.
Bald eagle in the water, you're probably out there in the woods, right?
Okay, like, yeah, fair enough.
You know, you don't see those too often where there's people around.
Have either of you ever heard of Fowlerville?
No.
Sounds like there's a lot of birds there.
Bro, we've done every little busted town there is.
Yeah.
Ain't no Fowlerville.
All right, Fowlerville, New York is a 35-minute drive from downtown Rochester. Okay. Where we
it's
are
actually
right
not
now.
That far.
Yeah. It is between Geneseo and Caledonia.
It's got to be puny ass.
Kimmy, can we get a population for Fowlerville, New York?
It's got to be under 100.
It's like one street.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it on the
map.
Is it
is it an actual town?
It says the town of Fowlerville. It says Fowlerville.
Do they have like a mayor and everything?
I mean, yeah.
The population is 278.
Wow. Can we Google the mayor of Fowlerville, New York, please? Because that person deserves a little recognition. Like, that would kind of suck as we get a sidebar from the bird competition, right? Like, you know, being the mayor of a place.
Yeah.
Would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you're the boss.
Yeah, but like you're the boss of 278 people. Yeah.
Like there's guys that have companies in town that are probably 10 times as big.
The manager of the Calkins Road Wegmans oversees more people than the mayor of Fowlerville.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't seem like they have one.
Town supervisor?
It says, according to multiple sources, Richard B. Milne is the mayor of Honeyoy Falls, New York, which seems to be the most relevant Fowler, closest thing to Fowler.
Are you using AI?
Yeah, I'm just... Well, it says, okay, Fowlerville is a hamlet in Erie County.
They may not
have a directly elected mayor.
Okay, how does that work then?
I don't know what a hamlet is.
Okay, it's smaller than a town.
Well, I got that part of it. I don't know what that means.
Kimmy, can we get a definition of what a hamlet is? We're learning all kinds of things this morning.
I thought we've done this before. We never remember.
Eagles can't swim.
Right.
Be careful when you're lifting them onto dry land.
They don't nurse.
Yeah, no mayor of Fowlerville. And we're about to discover what a hamlet is.
Okay, yeah. A hamlet. A small settlement, generally one smaller than a village. So smaller than a village.
So town, village, hamlet's the smallest. There's nothing smaller than a hamlet.
Well, maybe. Sure?
Let's see.
What's smaller than a hamlet?
What would that be?
A neighborhood.
Puny ass.
Puny.
No, but a neighborhood's not like a town.
No, there are elected officials in neighborhoods, HOAs.
I don't think that counts.
Why would it not count? Do you not elect officials? They have legitimate power. Okay. They can foreclose on your house.
They can't foreclose on your house.
Yes, they can.
No, they can.
Yes, they can.
They had to get the sheriff.
All right. Town. Town. Village.
Okay.
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
Isolated dwelling.
Well, like a house?
Yes.
That's what it says?
That's the smallest that you could be.
The smallest unit, often just a few houses, sometimes a single farmstead.
Okay. So it'd be like like in the Dakotas. Like
Thank
you're
you.
Way the hell out there.
Thank you for explaining that to
I'm
us.
I'm a own isolated housing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. This comes in from Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, under no circumstances should you ever touch a bald eagle. You could hurt them and they could hurt you. You just leave it alone and let nature take its course.
Well, that's the best thing.
I guess.
Again, but it's Rick and you talking. I don't know. I mean,
You should leave nature alone. They'll figure it out, man.
Unless they
don't.
They've
been doing it longer than we have.
Then you got a floating eagle body all the way down to Geneseo. You want to see that? You want to watch a bald eagle drown on your watch? Teenage bald eagle, huh?
Well, I hear we lose a lot of them every year.
Just punk-assing around?
Due to the music and the drugs.
Like, I think that would be jarring, too.
But
like, you know, it's America's official bird, and you're, like, on the Geneseo, and you look, and there's just a drowned dead eagle floating down in front of you. Yeah, it is funny. With these stories, like, you know, this woman is featured on 13 Wham, and she does a really good thing. She saves the eagle's life, right? But, like, does sound like maybe that might have been a mistake for her own safety.
Yeah, it's like a gun. Horribly wrong.
It's like the same thing where the police department tells you, like, under no circumstances should you, like, ever try to apprehend a criminal.
Right.
Right? Like, don't step in the middle of someone shoplifting or if someone's wanted stopped. But if somebody does do that and is successful, they, like, feature them on the news as, like, a hero.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't do this dangerous thing that has gotten people killed in our area in the past. Here comes Dave! Man was trying to steal a pair of pants, tackle him in the Walmart parking lot. Look at him go. Also, his eyes plucked out by a bald eagle. Didn't see. It's okay. He didn't have eyes after.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, really.
All right, so hamlet's smaller than a village.
Yeah.
Be careful with bald eagles.
Yeah, right.
Leave them alone altogether.
Especially when they're nursing.
You got it. And we're looking into whether or not birds and chickens, or ducks and chickens, are birds.
All right.
Based on the Supreme Court case, duck versus bird.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it-
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron-
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you are between the ages of 29 and 44, this is amazing news.
That's y'all.
Yeah, millennials.
Yeah.
Because everything costs money. And everything costs a lot of money. But you have like 2 weeks worth of entertainment aimed solely at us, Kimmy, that is going to be, once you pay admission to this thing, totally free.
Nice.
And it officially means we have gotten old.
Senior discount.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Kimmy, can you Google when the New York State Fair starts? Because it's coming up.
Yeah, soon.
And for those who are unaware, the concert lineup at the New York State Fair every year is insanely good.
Mm-hmm.
And you get these concerts for free.
Yeah, major talent.
Yes, but with simple admission to the fair, which I believe is like $8. Like, it is legitimately the best deal for entertainment in the world.
Yes.
In my argument. And every night, just bang, 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 bang. Great show after great show. So when does the State Fair start?
Just over a week from now.
Okay.
August 20th, so next Wednesday.
Okay. So it turns out that the concert lineup for the New York State Fair this year is a millennial's dream.
Damn, they all coming, huh?
Okay. So you will have access to shows from Shaggy, Lil Jon, Busta Rhymes, 98 Degrees, The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Sister Hazel, Live, Vertical Horizon, Los Lonely Boys, OAR, and Neon Trees. All of those shows.
I know some of them.
Kimmy, you know all of
them.
Yeah.
They peaked when we were teenagers.
Now, all of
maybe
those
a little bit earlier, but still.
All of those shows will be individual.
Yeah.
And all of those shows, like we said, are free with your like $8 admission to the state fair. And if you take the hints all of those groups have, Tommy,
it
reads like a middle school dance playlist from 1998 to 2005.
Damn. You guys are set. Fantastic.
If you are of a certain age, odds are actually pretty good that you paid decent money to watch one of these bands headline a show when you were a kid. And now
it's free.
It's free, Kimmy.
Look at that.
There are lots of things that alert you to when you've become old and lame.
Yep.
But I would argue, as soon as a band you actually want to see starts
it's
to
free.
It's a free show.
Or very, very cheap.
You're old. Yeah. You're like,
you're a senior citizen. You're right. Yeah. You're an AAR punk.
They're catering to you now.
Aging gray punk.
What happened?
You got old, man.
I would say like any time
your skin's yellow, teeth is yellow.
Your belly's yellow.
I would say any time a band you love starts showing up at fairs in general, at any level.
Well, no, because you also see them on the way up doing like the fair tour.
Sure, sure. But maybe if you catch them before they really get big.
Okay.
Here's how you know you're old.
All right, please.
When you're going to go see your favorite group, singer, and you brought your own chair.
Well, to that point, the last 30 years have seen some big-time acts doing free shows at firemen's carnivals and town festivals. In
major talent.
So Hilton had the Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult played Hilton. Grease had, was it Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also had Three Dog Night a couple of years ago. Like, those are huge.
Monster bands of the 70s.
Exactly. Man. When I was in, like, sixth grade, Eddie Rabbit, you remember Eddie Rabbit, right? He played the Gatestown Festival. That was free.
Mm.
And he had to use my dad's busted-ass motorhome.
Oh, yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, as a trailer and dressing room. And all of those...
There's a plaque on that motorhome, isn't there?
What does it say?
Eddie Rabbit may have done this. We're not sure.
Here, dressed Eddie Rabbit in the motorhome, a man who was on deck when Joe Carter hit that home run in the 92 World Series. But all those musicians who had a good run, they had them a long time ago, right? And I remember being a kid and like going to some of these shows, right? But being like, okay, this isn't for me. Now it's for me. The fact that our generation, Kimmy, is starting to do this, quite jarring.
Well, I've noticed a lot of, you know, typical family events have started to try to cater to like millennial parents. You know
for
what
example?
I mean? Well, I'm just saying... Like, because that's where you're going to spend the most money. They want you to come and bring your family. And right now we are in like the prime, like family kids time of spending money. You know more than anybody.
Yeah, no, you're right. I know. Yeah, you're right.
And y'all complain just like me.
Oh, I don't complain to you. No.
Oh, the price is too much. I can't believe it's $35 for this goddamn thing.
Well, no, that is ridiculous.
They're throwing at you.
$35 is ridiculous. And they do throw it at you. Don't even get me started about the water department. No, I don't complain like you. I complain just not like
just
you.
Just the same.
Not even
it's the
close
same tune, different same stupid face.
No, because I would argue when you know you're really old, you can't go to the live shows because it hurts your hearing aids.
Well, no. It didn't hurt my hearing aids.
What does it hurt?
It makes your ears really hurt. Oh, baby ears.
252 WCMF. The concert lineup for the New York State Fair is a millennial's tiny dream. Shaggy, Lil Jon, Busta Rhymes, 98 Degrees, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Sister Hazel, Live, Vertical Horizon, Los Lonely Boys, OAR, Neon Trees, all big bands when we were growing up, and all of them are now free to see with admission to the State Fair. And I think you can agree, once bands you loved or really enjoyed songs as a kid start doing free shows, that is the official sign that you are old.
We want your millennial money.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you avoid something like this because it makes you depressed? Or do you just walk into the darkness and embrace your future?
No, and that's how I know I'm getting old is because I'm like, oh, good deal.
Because, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we sit and talk about getting old. But the fact of the matter is, you can go and have a fantastic time.
Sure.
You just have to accept. You just have to know who you are and what you're getting into.
It will be the least expensive concert, Kimmy, you go to all summer, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing inherently wrong with grabbing some buddies, having some beers, and enjoying Busta Rhymes at the New York State Fair.
Yeah, you'll feel young again.
And you don't even have to stand anymore.
No.
But here's the problem.
Down in front.
We all agreed we were sitting for the show. Look around. Look around. But there's going to be a point in that show.
Yeah.
Whatever artist we just named that millennials love, where you look around and think to yourself, man, this is an old crowd for Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you will realize everyone is your age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all have gray hairs popping up now.
And I don't know if I'm ready for that, because I would love to see Busta Rhymes in person.
I'm surprised you haven't experienced that yet, like with a show you've gone to or something that you, like an event you attended where you're like, oh, this is all me's.
Okay, yeah, but the fact that it wasn't free, because like every once in a while, you'll go to those shows. There's still hang time in a lot of the artists I like, so they're still younger people.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. If I go to a concert that I enjoy and I see a 25-year-old, I see me there. I don't see the guy that's my age. Look at that old guy. Come here, 25-year-old. Right. Let's chat it up like a couple of young guys.
But anytime I see like a whole group of yous, like y'all even stand the same. Mm. It's funny because you're like, I don't know how to describe it, but you all have the same posture when you're just standing there, like just observing something. And I figured it out.
What is it?
It's the fact that you all wore backpacks when you went to school and they were too heavy.
We all have terrible posture.
You all stand the same way. Like you still have a backpack
Shut
on
up.
Waiting for the bus. You're just kind of like.
Shut up.
The backpack.
You
generation.
Look like bears on their hind legs.
I don't know what
like, that is. Like, just standing there. Yeah, waiting for the bus with my backpack. You all got posture.
You backpack, backpack?
Yeah.
You know where I see the generational divide? It's not so much the posture. It's the shorts. I know how old you are based on the shorts you are wearing.
The length?
This is mostly applies to men, but the length, the type of short.
Okay.
Some guys never gave up the short and like, I don't even know how to describe the shirt. Like,
T-shirt?
Yeah, but it has a certain design on it, kind of like Ed Hardy type design.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like a skater shirt.
Yeah.
Skater shirt?
Yeah, well, I see what he's saying. Yeah. I know where he's going with it.
An Ed Hardy shirt
That's different, but I see the skater shirt.
Skater
too.
Shirt, man.
Skater
yeah,
shirt,
Ed Hardy.
Bad posture.
Remember how all those guys used to skate those Ed Hardy shirts, man? I'm Ed Hardy, pro skateboarder. Check me out, man.
With your backpack posture.
Shut up. By the way, you didn't wear backpacks and you walk with a hunch.
Well, our hunches were different.
Oh, really? You got different hunches?
Yeah, we were carrying the weight of this country.
Were you? Yeah, yeah, well, your daddies who went off to war took care of you, and your kids are going to end up taking care of you.
We saved those kids from Grenada, man. We got them all out.
Kimmy doesn't even know what that is.
See how the Lost Generation, the Great Wars, we forget about.
Kimmy, what's Grenada?
An island.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Kimmy did it.
Reagan's War, baby.
You know, it's funny, too. Like, what really sucks is eventually, with the exception of very, very few bands, like the Stones and Zeppelin and Floyd and Paul McCartney, like, every band eventually does the free shows. And, Kimmy, the way that some middle-of-the-road millennial artists are still getting cash. Like, for example, I would have thought, if you told me 15 years ago that there will be free bands from your generation playing at the State Fair, I would have thought that would have been Nickelback. I would have thought that was going to be Creed. But those guys are getting like...
Yeah, they're getting paid.
Yeah, and it's $200-$300 to get into one of those shows, right? And
that is weird. You're right. The ones that lasted or stuck for whatever reason.
It does feel like the millennial generation will have fewer free shows to go to, only because for some reason...
You keep buying them.
Yeah, there's a wider audience.
You keep stepping up with cash.
Exactly. Because, like, if you told me that Orleans or Blue Oyster Cult or Charlie Daniels were going to be doing free shows, I wouldn't have believed you. Those were monster bands.
But it's so long ago.
But still, multiple hits. I mean, we still play Blue Oyster Cult, Godzilla, Don't Fear the Reaper. Like, those are great songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I don't know how many members of the cult are original.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, the other thing that bothers me, too.
What's that?
Casino shows.
What's
I don't want to go to a casino to watch my favorite band. That makes me feel old.
Well, that's from my parents' generation. Like, going to Vegas to see the Rat Pack.
But, like, going to Vegas is one thing, because, like, your husband's gone to see the Dead.
Yeah.
You know, how many times at the
Sphere. But you're talking about, like, the traveling casino shows.
I mean, like, because, like,
the ones that
every casino
around.
Now has live shows.
Yeah. Like, the venues at Turning Stone, for example. Beautiful. Beautiful venues. The acoustics are great.
Yeah,
but there's just something about it that makes you feel lame.
Exactly. Like, when I see Nelly coming to Turning Stone.
Yes.
It's like, I wasn't even a Nelly fan, but that's aimed at me. That's aimed at me right now. How many original members, Kimmy? Because 98 Degrees is one of the bands that's coming to New York.
Are they still together?
I don't really know the names of the members other than Nick Lachey. The Lachey brothers, I guess.
Is Nick Lachey
in
there?
But I don't know if he's in it. Let's see.
Can we Google? Thank you. Because, like, it also sucks. 98 Degrees, you know, as we talk about the bands that still charge, like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, at least the members that are touring still, they still charge a pretty penny for
those
shows.
Are monster bands, man.
Were monster bands. Have you seen them lately?
Well, I think they still draw, though, don't they?
That's what I mean.
Yeah. 98 Degrees, it went like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 1 and 2, interchangeable. And then 98 Degrees, they're kind of like the forgotten boy band.
Oh.
Short-lived.
I would argue the most musically talented.
Okay.
98 Degrees?
Yeah, I guess the whole group. Is touring.
Right, and that's free?
But they're getting up there.
They name them, and Nick Lachey and Drew Lachey are the first two. I don't know. I guess I don't know if the other two are the original guys.
So I saw a free show, or I saw a video of a show that 98 Degrees did like a month ago.
Yeah.
And they still use choreography.
Okay.
Okay, but.
Well, you gotta. That's part of your MO.
They shouldn't. Because
they can't do it anymore,
bro. It's the
too most, slow.
It's the most basic. They're not even trying. It's like
right doing a two step,
and like one guy is always like half a beat off. Like here's the thing, it's a free.
Well, they're not even in sync.
It's a, well, they're not in sync. No, they're 98 degrees, yeah. So they don't have to.
Okay,
but like
they were.
I get it's a free show.
Yeah,
I get it's a free show, right? But like you could tell, like they just showed up at the hotel. Like, you guys want to sing some songs, and then they went ahead and did it. Like there was no practice.
Like what, as these bands age, like somebody's health is going to go fairly bad.
Okay,
you know, of these boy bands.
Yeah,
and but they're still going to want to perform. Like,
well, luckily right now they can still do it to an extent. But they haven't gotten to that age yet.
Because yeah, like the old artists, you know. Like B.B. King and Johnny Winters. Eventually, they sat down.
Sure, yeah.
They just
yeah.
got on the old stool and played the guitar. But, you know, you weren't there for that kind of a show.
Yeah.
Am I going to see a 98 degrees where one guy is in a motorized, like, little cart?
You know, there's, I mean, like, choreographed cart dances.
Yes.
I would actually pay for choreographed cart dances.
That would be so funny. I'm, I don't know how else. I feel bad for the guy, but it's funny.
Thank you. But you know why he's got to be in that cart early?
Right.
Well,
the backpacks.
They could do. I mean, the Backstreet Boys right now are in this at the Sphere. I know that they can still do choreographed dances, but I'm guessing the Sphere. Like, maybe you just need things around you to distract people from the bad dancing.
Okay, that's fine.
You know?
And you know, you say they keep doing these shows. Like, there are some of these guys that really need the money. Like Buffalo native Nick, or is it Nick Carter? That was the older brother.
Oh,
right?
He's. I didn't know he's from Buffalo.
He's from Buffalo.
The Carter family's from Buffalo?
Google it to double check. Yeah, I believe they are Buffalo natives.
Because those boys went bad, right?
Well, his younger brother.
One of them went bad.
I think both of them don't have a great history.
He went that bad?
Yeah, Nick Lachey also. Nick Lachey, Nick Carter. I'm sorry, I don't know my brother.
I knew they had problems.
Yeah, not good. But like that dude.
Buffalo
like,
kid.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He was born in Jamestown. Okay.
All right, that's right around the corner.
Ah, so with your stupid
man,
face.
Him and Lucille Ball.
How about that?
Two legends.
Two titans of industry.
I heard she went bad.
Yeah, you know why?
Well, what happened?
Carrying all this stuff in her backpack.
For Desi?
Lucy, you got some backpack for me. Let's take a break. God, this show sucks so hard. Like I it's like an itch I have to scratch. I know the punchline sucks, but I can't not do it. Let's take a break.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Gettyth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
From the moment you could pick up a phone,
yeah,
you were taught one very important thing over and over.
What at?
In an emergency, call 911.
Okay.
Call 911, call 911. Burn into your brain. And for good reason.
Sure.
But it turns out there is another 911 option in Monroe County in case of emergency.
Where's that?
Well, although there is a specific reason, Tommy, this exists.
Yeah.
Kimmy, I believe a large group of people may jump at this opportunity, even though it is specifically not for them.
Okay.
I can't use it.
Well, you can.
Should not use it.
Specific circumstances?
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What?
That in Monroe County, you can text 911.
Oh, all right.
Like to tell them your problem. That'd be a long text.
It's true.
So, yeah, why would you, though?
So, story on News 8 says Monroe County is the first in New York State to support SMS text messaging to its 911 call center. And they say it works for customers of Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
Okay.
So, if you're a Mint Mobile subscriber, your house is going to burn to the ground. So, authorities say, Tommy, as you asked who's it for, it's intended for very specific situations. Because the authorities still want people to use voice 911. It's faster, more secure.
Well, yeah, and you can communicate what the hell's
like if you
problem
have an
is.
Actual emergency. I'm assuming, like, you know, telling them about it is faster than typing out a paragraph.
Nailed it. Text to 911 was designed for two very specific reasons.
Okay.
One, deaf or hard of hearing folks.
That'd be me.
Yes.
Right.
Which we have a lot of thanks to RIT. Not you.
I got hearing aids.
No, I know, but
that
right.
qualifies as a handicap.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but you can still talk on the phone.
Yeah, you can hear. You have hearing aids with Bluetooth in them.
I just want to use it.
I think they mean deaf people.
All right.
Also, you don't know how to text. You get a text emojis.
I can text.
Fire, scared face.
Yes.
So for the deaf or harder hearing folks, which again, large population here, or
who?
Situations where the emergency keeps you from being able to talk. They use examples like a medical emergency, which
like
you should
tied up. I got tape over my mouth.
But they left your hands free.
Yeah, well, they weren't very good at it.
They mean something like there is someone in your home.
Oh.
They don't know you're there.
Okay, cool.
And you don't want to reveal where you are. Right. Something good.
Okay, cool.
My mother-in-law is over again. Please shoot her.
So they say outside of these situations, if you are deaf, which, by the way, if you are, you can't hear us anyway.
Yeah.
And, or if you are in a place where you can talk, you should always use call 911.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the cat's out of the bag,
yeah,
there could be a problem. No one under the age of 40 wants to talk on the phone if you can text. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Kimmy, when's the last time you physically talked on your cell phone outside of your husband?
It's the only people that usually call, well, I should say the only person that usually calls is my dad. Even my mom texts.
Okay. So you rarely use your phone anymore?
Yeah. It's only for like this the same one or two people.
I mean, you're rare for a guy your age because I've watched you try to talk on the phone. And
yeah.
It's like painful for me to watch.
Why?
What? Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. What do you do?
Well, that's talking.
That's not.
That's regular ass talking.
Sputtering off sentence fragments. I mean, it feels like, Kimmy, everyone from millennials down to Gen Alpha, whatever they are now, have given themselves anxiety. Over having to think about talking on the phone.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know how to communicate. You don't talk to each other. That's terrible.
You say all the time, though, that you talk to people on the phone and you're not even listening because they just go on and on and on.
Well, those are my brothers, but other than that.
So what do you really, if you could do it in a text, wouldn't you prefer that?
I text you.
You just text me emojis.
Yeah, funny stuff, though, right?
Not really. So, like, Kimmy, I guess my argument is if you give people under 40-ish the option to text over calling. Yeah.
That's all they're going to do.
They're going to text.
Well, I guess you can also send a photo of what you're talking about.
No, it doesn't accept photos.
How is that not a thing? That's the dumb. How do they not? I have an emergency. I can literally show you what's going on in a video or a photo, but nah.
I don't know what the technology.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You're getting mad at this thing.
How is it exist? Texting and sending a photo exists.
Well, I would go beyond the photo. I would say probably the next step is like a FaceTime type call where they could actually walk you through
Which
it.
Which I believe exists.
I thought it did too.
But it don't.
No, I think the FaceTime does. We've talked about this on the show before. But hold on. Let me back up a second.
Right. Okay, back it on up.
252 WCMF.
Back that thing on up.
Yesterday it was announced that Monroe County, the first county in New York State to have text 911, but it's not for everybody. It's for people that are deaf or hard of hearing or in a situation where you cannot speak in an emergency. Tommy finds out you can't send videos or photos, and he gets really mad.
Yeah.
This thing that you did not know existed until right now
that
is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are upset.
I'm out.
Doesn't do a thing that you also don't know how to
do. Yeah, well, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm not going to give him my business.
It's not what? It's not business. They don't make money on you.
You want to hope you don't have to give them.
Don't you get
business.
Charged?
For 911.
But the texting.
Yeah, if you are texting in 1994.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't run the texting department.
You don't pay, you don't pay per text, do you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm on my wife's plan. I couldn't tell you.
Does anyone pay per text anymore? I thought it was
unlimited. I thought rates apply on certain things.
Oh, my God. Yes, they have to say that data and message
rates
apply.
Yeah. Yes. But they have to say that.
Is there a cell phone plan that exists that charges you
still the
10 to 25 cents per text message like we used to have when we were kids?
It might exist somewhere.
Who has that?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my wife.
You sent a picture text at 25 cents. Bankrupting me.
I can't even go to the cell phone store without my wife because it's her plan.
I know you're old because you called it the cell phone store.
what do you call it?
I'm going to the cell phone store.
The phone store.
So it is still possible to pay per text on certain plans or for specific services. Pretty vague there.
Possible.
But apparently.
Okay.
Also, it is possible.
Until September 30th, it's also possible to still use AOL for dial-up. Nobody's doing it.
Mm.
Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us, said, I recently texted 911 to report some cables from a pole that had fallen onto the sidewalk.
Oh.
Didn't think it was urgent enough to warrant a call. I have called for similar things in the past, but now I have that option. By the way, you're supposed to call, isn't it 311? Just three little numbers.
But sometimes,
no, 211?
It's 311, and I think sometimes they just direct you. Depending on what it is, they'll just direct you to 911. Like, they'll transfer you.
Gotcha. Okay.
They kind of decide how much of an emergency it is.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure. Go ahead.
How many times have you guys called 911 in your lives? Because the fact that Salt just said, I've called 911 on mall, like that, you, how
I've,
many?
I've never called 911.
You never called 911 in your life?
No. Okay. Yeah.
Kimmy?
I've called 311.
But you never called 911?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I did when my car got broken into, and it went nowhere.
Yeah, no one even do their job. I'm not paying you, man.
Well, no, I called a guy. I go, a lot of that going around.
I had never called 911 until like 2 years ago.
Oh, with the stove thing?
My daughter almost saw our house on fire.
Right.
Call 911.
Yeah, you got kids. It's a different game.
But that was, I mean, we made it like 11 years before we had to do it.
All right.
When my car got broken into, I wasn't sure what to do, so I called 911. Down here, my window got smashed. And then there was a guy out here who I thought had died of a drug overdose, but it turns out he was just sleeping.
Yeah.
So. I got three.
Then he came inside and did a morning show.
No, I mean, like, when it comes to, like, anxious phone calls,
mm-hmm.
right? I would argue 911 is the most anxious of all the
phone
calls.
Oh, yeah, what else would there be?
That's, but I mean, it's like...
I mean, that's number one.
It's like grown-up government official call, right? Like, you are being recorded when you're talking to 911. You are the point man for the emergency services who need to get where what you are seeing is. You don't want to screw that up. Like, texting in emergencies to the call center, could thing make things less scary in the moment? At least easier for
you.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what they're saying. Like, don't do this because it's going to take a hell of a lot longer and maybe you don't have the time, right? But I think it could also lead to people reporting things to 911 they wouldn't normally call.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they feel a little bit more comfortable with
Budinsky
it.
Line. They'll just be dropping dimes on everybody.
You don't think you're either that person or you're not.
Calling 911?
Depending on... I don't think, like, text, call, whatever. Like, I think that person's going to report it no matter what.
I feel like the judgment on the other end of the line, if it's a call that is not necessary, will keep people from doing it.
All right.
Like, if you've made that call and they were like, sir, this is a line for emergency services, you're probably not going to do your prayers. You know what I mean? But if I could text and I don't feel the judgment.
Right.
Ah! Do younger adults, so statistically we know, younger adults, 30 to 50, call 911 less often than people over the age of 50.
So the older set does it.
They call 911 a lot more. Right. Yeah. And no, look, there's legitimate reasons for that. The older you are, the more likely you are to have a medical emergency.
Yeah, health.
Pat. Know someone. All right, but we also know that people over 50.
Sit around watching stuff.
My husband's not breathing.
Waiting for something to happen.
It's that second one Kimmy's talking
Being
about.
A little nosier than you were under the age of 50.
I heard a noise.
Exactly. Do you think younger adults, 30 to 50, don't call 911 because they're less scared than people over 50? Or because they don't want to actually make the physical call.
I mean, it's that, and you all are a lot busier, so you don't even have time to notice things. Where somebody's 50 and up, sitting around looking around with nothing to do, I think that's where it happens.
I love how man justifying his generation wants to argue we're too busy to notice danger.
You are. You're plowing through. You're running around. You got to go here. You got to go there.
Walk around, looking around.
Yeah, you get your buds in. You're not paying attention. You goddamn shopping with those goofy carts where you just throw it in there and you already paid for
it. They have it at your Wegmans. You've been bragging about it.
You got the hover card now.
You don't have a hover card.
We got a hover
card. No, don't say, because I'm going to get an email. I worked at a Pittsburgh Wegmans. I don't have a
It's
hover
the coolest card. Thing, man.
Shut up. Kimmy, I mean, I am worried if text to 911 becomes like a legitimate, like everyone can use it thing, that the 30 to 50 crew may be just as bad as the blue hair.
We'll turn into narcs earlier than expected.
Yes, because I don't want to hear myself narking, but if I'm click, 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 click. Think about what you're willing to text a friend versus what you are willing to say to them when you can hear their voice. Mm.
Yeah, but don't you think also the part of calling 911 is that you're now tied to the emergency, no matter if you're calling or texting, and maybe as a younger person you don't want to be involved at all?
Okay. That's
because I guess I don't know when you text, like, do they text you a follow-up?
Yeah,
are they
going
to want to call you?
You're going back and forth.
So it still might be more than you want to deal with.
Okay. Well, look, if you have deaf friends, tell them.
Okay.
Because, again, we're not really doing them any favors here right now. And if you are in a situation where you are too scared to speak,
right,
text a 911.
Okay.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.